Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Starbucks says it will meet workers at the table over the closure of a store in Chicago's Edgewater neighborhood after workers voted there to unionize. Last week, the company announced the closure of the store at 1070 West Bryn Mawr and told employees it was because of safety concerns. But the closure coincides with the date employees were scheduled to bargain for their first union contract. Workers United, which is organizing at Starbucks stores across the country, says the company has closed 10 sites that have unionized. The labor group has filed charges of unfair labor practices over the closures. A Sun-Times report said the Bryn Mawr Starbucks has been dealing with aggressive customers stealing tips and leaving hypodermic needles in the washrooms, among other safety issues. New data shows funding of U.S. startups is dropping after record growth last year. The deal activity slowdown is being blamed on rising interest rates and turmoil in the stock market. Chicago Inno says startups in Chicago raised 36% less money in the third quarter of this year compared to 2021. Chicago startups raised $791 million in the quarter compared to $1.2 billion in 2021. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.